From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Rick Kugel reporting. U.S. boosting efforts to help Syrian refugees. The United States will spend additional resources to speed up background checks in order to help deal with the increase in Syrian refugees who are seeking asylum in the country. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner says while the United States has stepped up its ability to process the refugees, they still need to be thoroughly vetted.
There's a lot of terrorist groups operating in that region and that part of the world, and we need to make sure that fundamentally that we protect the national security of the United States of America.
He says the total number of Syrian refugees admitted to the United States since the start of the country's crisis in 2011 is expected to reach 1,800 by the end of October. Toner says ultimately what is needed is a political solution to Syria's crisis. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
The three-year-old migrant Syrian boy whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank was identified Thursday as Aylan Kurdi. The photograph of Aylan, dressed in a red T-shirt and sneakers lying face down in the surf, ran on front pages across the world and on social media. A Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as the court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal. The World Health Organization again declared Liberia Ebola-free. That after 42 days without a laboratory-confirmed case of the deadly virus. Liberia now goes into a 90-day period of what the WHO calls heightened surveillance. This is VOA News.